This conference call is not about intellectuals. We want every African to participate. For too long, it has been confined to the intellectual class. We want business people to participate. We want the women to participate. We want the youth to participate in this discussion of the future of Africa. These are the people who have always been missing in all these discussions. And moreover, the most important thing is that African Union doesn't have to spend money organizing another intellectual discussion about this document she has put out.
Chika, I want to ask you, let's get it out of the way. Did the African Union ask you to organize this discussion?
No. I did not consult them before organizing it. If they want to participate, they can participate. But we are not begging them to participate. This is for us Africans. It has taken too long that we are always waiting for the leadership in Addis Ababa to ask us to do something or to do something. Can you imagine what would have happened, James? If we had had this kind of discussion before, would Africans have agreed for the Chinese to bring a paltry $200 million to build our headquarters? I mean, it's a total disgrace.
As I look at this Vision 2063, I say, okay, where is the fight against corruption in this agenda? Because I'm sure if you talk to the ordinary African, he or she would tell you that official corruption in Africa is what has been eating away the soul of Africans.
She has addressed that issue of corruption, how we can fight it. And under a United States of Africa or Confederation of African States or Union of African States, that would be one of the priorities. These are some of the things, the issues that the people of Africa, through this discussion, will be able to talk about corruption in Africa. We should make our voices heard. Africans should make their voices heard about corruption in Africa.
So, Chika, this conference call, what day is it going to be taking place again?
It's going to be taking place on Saturday the 15th. On the East Coast, it will be at 5 p.m. On the West Coast, it will be at 2 p.m. In Central Time, it will be at 4 p.m.
So if someone is in Africa and they want to join in, what would you want to tell them?
Well, for instance, there are people from Nigeria, Ghana. Of course, from Ghana, that will be at 8 p.m. From South Africa, that will be at 11 p.m. From Nigeria, at 10 p.m. From Ghana, at 9 p.m. From Kenya, from Addis Ababa, it will be at 12 p.m.
Before I let you go, someone would say, why not let the African leaders handle this?
We can't depend on African leaders because most of them have their own agenda. For instance, you see that about the sixth region of Africa, which the diaspora is allegedly about, you see that the African leaders themselves who have to vote and pass the enabling document for their country to recognize the sixth region. The African Union has said, we want to do it, but it's up to the leaders, and they have not done it. So the sixth region is just the sixth region. There is no constitutive act of the African Union that says we are legally the sixth region. There is nothing like that. So it is up to us if we want the sixth region to be a legally constitutive part of the African Union. It's up to the Africans, not only in the diaspora, but all over the world to say yes. And this discussion should be part of how do we get our so-called sixth region be a legally constitutive part of the African Union.